Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, TSP family? Hope you have a dope day and thanks for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 9, Episode 10. My name is Chris Chu, and on lead vocals is the crew. What is up, Maya?
What up?
What is up, Q?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Special teams, special players. What is up, Cal?
Yo, yo, what's going down?
What's going down? And as always, the Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, Sneaker Logic. Find them on Instagram at SneakerLogic_official. Use our coupon code TSP15 to 15% off your order. Wipes, brushes, towels, towelettes. You know, all you need to keep your clicks clean. Tell them the Sneaker Podcast sent you. And let's start the podcast like we always do with what you plan on wearing tomorrow. Brought to you by your good friends at Quality. Find them on Instagram at Quality, KUWALLATEE. Go on their site, quality.com. Use our coupon code SPOD20. Get 20% off your order. Spring, summer collection. Fire. I think most of us just got our packages in the mail.
Yep.
I hope you guys talk about them a bit with what you plan on wearing tomorrow. I do have some stuff to mention. Go for it.
Well, I'll
I'm
go
cutting
first.
In. Go.
See? No, I'm going to go first because it also has to do with a recent pickup. So my fit is going to correlate around my pickup. I'm going to be wearing the cargo pants in olive.
Is it the unisex pair? They're like, how baggy
super
are your
baggy.
Cargo pants?
They're super baggy.
Like the baggiest or like baggy? Is it like baggy or the baggiest?
It's like baggy. It's like balloony baggy.
Balloony baggy.
I think we're talking about the same pair of pants.
It's the same pair. Yeah.
Same pair.
If Maya's calling them baggy, I think they're baggy.
Okay.
Because I think Maya wears the baggiest pants out of all of us.
Yeah, I think they're unisex. It might be men's sizing, but it's a large.
Okay, go for it. Talk about them, and then I'm gonna jump in right in.
Okay, I'm gonna wear my extra baggy pants in olive, the cargo pant. I'm gonna wear the tiny tee in beige. It's like a baby tee. So it's gonna be small on top, baggy on the bottom.
Right.
And I'll save my kicks for new shoes.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you guys talking about the same pants too? No,
I'm not.
So on the site, people, it's called the cargo pant. Okay. But they're also known as the parachute pant.
Yes.
These pants, I picked them because of the picture on the model that's wearing them makes them look super baggy. They have like an elastic drawstring at the bottom of the cuff there on their pants. They're so super comfy, perfect for spring, summer, perfect materials.
Yes.
Extra bag. Like so on trend right now. The top has like a drawstring waist, so that's like super adjustable. I grabbed like XXL because I know I saw the waist. You could just tie it and cinch it and you're fine. And then you tighten the bottom too on your sock, your crew sock, and it shows off your sneakers. It drops so nice on your sneakers. Super baggy. Me too. I'm wearing the tiny top. tiny on top, baggy in the bottom. I swear, I tried them on. I showed my wifey, and then I took them off, and she tried them on, and she loved them. And I had to get another pair.
You know, the adjustable waist is top tier. Like you can go as small as you need.
I got her an XL because she looked good in the XXL. No, but it's still like it's a unisex pant. So if you look on the women's section, if you look on the men's section, you'll find the same pant. So I got an XL just so that I know it's super baggy, but I don't want it to be like super overboard. I feel like we could both go from large to double XL and it'll still be a look.
Yep.
You know, anyways, since I'm on the topic, I feel like those pants are olive colors. They're great with my Emmanuel Jordan 3s.
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Any of those
yes,
brown
sir.
Yeah.
tones.
Which
yeah.
I also wore this evening, guys, real quick, to the Costco. And I played a little game of, do I have the hottest kicks in the joint? And yes, I did.
Yes. Congratulations. Congratulations.
I won. I conquered Costco.
Won.
Do you guys remember the last time you had a pretty good idea that you conquered a whole location?
Every time. Yes.
Every time.
No. Whoa. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth, because that's BS. Because sometimes you know, if I'm in the same room as you are, maybe
not
you're
that
not.
Time, right?
That's true.
You know, it definitely depends. For sure, like places like the grocery store. So Costco.
No, but tell me, you remembered a real place, like the last time that it happened to you. Try to think back the last pair of kicks and where you went. And you're like, I probably did that.
You want to know something? No, what? This is going to be almost blasphemous to say, but I'm going to say it, man. So hate on me if you want. At the Kith grand opening party in Toronto, I wore the friends and family Scottie Pippen.
Strong shoe.
So, mm-hmm. And I was looking around, and I mean, you know, JLP had a big JLP shoe on, but I think I might have won that one, man.
He wasn't wearing a kit. I get it.
He wasn't.
He's JLP. Yeah. He can wear whatever the fuck he wants. And he hangs out with Ronnie, so he doesn't have to wear a Ronnie shoe every time he hangs out with Ronnie. But
yeah,
dude. Yo, big.
Yeah, you definitely got that.
Big
win.
I was like, big nobody has these on.
let's
family, please.
Let's play a little game of that, okay? Let's try to keep tabs throughout the week, and then we'll rack up the W's at the next time we podcast.
Yes.
And all the spots that we dominated, okay?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, you how about this? We need photographic proof, okay? Ooh. When anyone out there that's listening to. If you think you're conquering a specific location, just snap. I don't need to see everyone else's shoes. Just snap a picture of you, what you're wearing, okay? Save it, and then send it to us through DMs if you want, and we'll mention your wins.
yeah. Caption it with, I won.
I won.
So then
exactly.
We know.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun. Okay. Yeah, that's a big win, Cal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost as good as Costco win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of people in Costco has got to be way
true.
More.
You don't know. You don't know that guy in the back stocking the milk. Maybe he's got some fire, you know?
Yeah.
Like if only.
But he's in the back. No one sees him, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
The guy making the cookies in the back. Yeah.
No face, no case.
Has it ever happened to you guys where you've seen a shoe that you own that you loved, but based on the person that you see wearing it, you don't love it anymore?
Not in person. There's not that much activity in Montreal, in my opinion. Not a lot of people bust out craziness.
Hmm.
Also, we don't have a lot of good... What?
I feel like that's happened on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
Or I'll just be scrolling, and then someone will just take like
a bad photo,
bad picture.
Like a bad angle of a
just
shoe.
Just like the angle's weird, or like they just make like the toe box look bigger than it is, and it's just like, nah, bro. Like,
yeah. It probably doesn't dissuade me from wearing, but it does.
No, I still love the shoe. It's just like now I know never to take an angle or like a photo from that.
Does it ever make you like, well, let me show them how to wear it or show them how to take a picture? Even if you'll never see this person ever again, you'll just go,
yeah. Yeah, even if like I've never followed that person, it's just like,
yeah, just for your peace of mind.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I'll be like, yo, tomorrow I'm going to go smoke this shit just because, like, even if I only get 45 likes, I'm in my mind, I'll know that I smashed that
You're like,
shot.
I won.
And I'm gonna go back on that street. Like, even if it's 20 minutes out of my way, I just need to walk it once. Let them know.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That's what I plan on wearing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off the Maya vibes, and I'm going to leave my footwear for the next segment. But up top, I'm going to go with the bubble hoodie in red that I just got from Quality. Oh, just came in the mail.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but it's got a different fleece on it. It's a little bit lighter, and it's almost like a terry. It's like a terry fleece almost on the inside. And it's very nice. And
that's what I wanted to. I was wondering. I go, what's different about the bubble? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think also the bubble might have something to do with the branding, because it's got like a.
Yes.
A bubble
like
letter.
Font.
What is
that? Font. And
like
puff, what is that?
Like puff print?
Puff print.
It's like puff,
puff
print.
Puff
yeah.
Puff print.
Exactly.
I love
yeah.
puff print.
So, yeah. And I just put it on today, actually. I did some content with it or whatever and felt it and everything. I put it on today and I was like, man, this is nice. So I'm wearing that tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. And it's, if you got it and you like look on the inside of it, you could see like it's a different material. And I'm going to call it Terry. I don't know if it is, but nice. I feel like it is. And then for the pants, I'm going to go with some cargos as well, but not the same as your guys's. I'm going with the Garment cargos in the shiitake colorway.
Great color.
They're super light, and they got one pocket has a zipper on it. It's got the cargo pocket.
Fire.
And then it's also got a zipper pocket, which is nice. Super light, drawstring waist. It's got the, at the bottom, it's also got drawstrings.
Yeah.
So when I wear them, it's, you know, I haven't been doing the baggy pants stuff, but it's like a straight leg, but it's a little bit wider. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's baggy a bit, like a lot baggier than what I'm used to wearing lately. And it sits really nice. But it also has the nice drawstrings, so I can cinch it up if I want to. So it's best of both worlds. I said, super, super light material. So I'm really excited to break those out over the spring and summer, because, yeah, they're like very a summer cool. pant. Like, it literally is a summer pant. You know what I mean? When everybody else is rocking shorts, you could get away with wearing these pants and not be sweating crazy or nothing that. So I like that. And then, my feet will be in the next segment.
All right. I'm glad you kind of mentioned it's perfect for the summer, because I feel like the Sneaker Podcast has been missing some weather talk.
Yeah, for sure.
How fucking nice is it outside right now?
Oh, my gosh.
It's gorgeous.
It's nice.
It's super nice. But it's supposed to get a bit colder in Ontario. So for me, I'm not going to go cargo tomorrow. I'm going with the new slim straight denim that they have with like the light fading. And let me tell you guys, man, I don't wear other brands' denim other than Koala.
I know why. Dude.
Just because, like, yo, it stretches like crazy. It's so comfy. One, it's mad comfy.
Yeah.
Two, I love the shade. I love the fade. I love just like the whole distressing. And then three, they stretch so nice, bro. Like, again, they stretch. They're so comfortable. I haven't had denim that comfortable in a minute, so check them out. And then on top, because it's a bit nippy, I'm going with the Stallion Sherpa.
Yes.
Jacket, sweater. And, yo, that's been, like, a daily wear almost, because, it's so good.
It's so good.
It has, like, and the colors, bro, you can literally wear anything with it, just because, like, it's got navy, green, it's got, like, the patina or, like, the off-white, and, it's warm, but also breathable, like Hal said earlier. Like, it doesn't make sense, but, like, yeah, I don't know. It's great. And then for shoes.
Wait, does that Sherpa make you think about your time in Montana?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And I always get compliments on it just because of all the Stallions on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a Stallion. What's good? Good.
Yo, but, you know, that's the piece I've seen most in the city. I've seen that Sherpa jacket about 4 or 5 times around the city here.
It must be really fucking popular in Calgary.
Yeah.
No, it is. Like,
right? The Stallions?
At one point in time, my mom told me that a guy wore it to her work. And he's, I've met this guy. He's actually into sneakers as well. He only does Jordans. And she said he wore it. And I'm like, are you sure it's the same one? And then she's like, yeah, I even talked to him. And he showed me the thing. And I said, yeah, my son's podcast is sponsored by them.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, okay, nice. And then next thing you know, I started seeing them. Like, I've for sure seen four, and I haven't seen his. So that's five at least.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sick, bro. Yeah, it's a sick sweater, bro. Like, I can't stop wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And for footwear, I'm probably gonna do some New Balance because I'm gonna chill on the Nike. So this, I'm gonna do the New Balance City Never Sleeps. The 998.
That's okay. A good shoe.
Nice.
That's it. You gotta cleanse your Air Max palette, right? Just you know.
Yeah.
It's been a month.
Gotta show love to the other brands that I have in my collection.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Again, Kuwalti, KUWALLATEE. Find them on Instagram. The buddies, the fams. Let's move on to one of our favorite segments. We're going to call it new shit. anyone pick something up? Maybe on feet, on heads?
I have three pickups.
Mm-hmm.
For the first pickup, I talked about it last pod. I got the Puma Palermos.
Oh, yeah.
In the black and white colorway with a gum sole.
Yeah.
They kind of remind me a bit of Adidas because of the front toe.
The toe thing.
It looks like a Samba, but I love it.
Very it looks cute. Like a high fashion version. It looks kind of high fashion to me. Like
cut
more
up
than
movie,
more
right?
than a Samba. Yeah.
Yeah. I love different, it. Exactly. Well, I mean it's the Palermo. It's like I loved it. I went to a Puma event a few weeks ago.
How are events doing these days?
Okay, so the event was at a restaurant called Mano Carnuto, which is an Italian spot in Montreal. I think they've picked the perfect location for this release because it's an Italian sneaker, Italian restaurant. It was great. There was like a live performance. There was food. There was giveaways. At the end of the night, they gifted us the sneaker and a jersey, like this pink Puma jersey that I love. Fire. I've been wearing.
Mm-hmm. Like a football jersey?
Like a football jersey, exactly. Football like as
European
in like soccer,
football.
Right? European, yes.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love that. I love the jersey. You'll definitely see it on my feed. And for my second pickup, Vans sent over one of my favorite models, the
fire.
New School. I feel like I'm just collecting all the colors because I have it now in
this
navy,
one's called New School, you're saying?
This is the New School, yeah. It's the chunky model.
Okay.
It's like a chunkier version of the Old School.
Okay.
Facts.
Cool.
And best pickup for last, Saucony sent over the Grid Azura. Jeez. I mean, the Grid Shadow 2. Sorry, Grid Shadow 2. The Bodega collaboration.
Nice.
Yeah. And so this is like an olive and like a beige.
What do you call that green? Like a forest or
hemp.
Like a lime? A hemp.
Yeah.
That's a good
name. They call it hemp. Like the brown, I guess, is like the hemp, and there's some olive forest green on it as well. But this is what I will be wearing with my Kuwalati olive cargos.
What does it say at the back?
The back says Saucony and Grid.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Those two little red hits like on the toe cap and the heel are nuts. Like,
those
pop so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like there's so many different materials on this shoe. I can't describe it right now, but I'm showing it on video and
at least 2,000 materials.
At least 2,000.
At least.
But yeah. So those are my three new shits.
New shits. Okay.
For the week.
New shit.
Someone else?
I got some things. Canada Post lost my hats, but I'm trying to find those. So firstly, Chris hit me up a little while back and he was like, yo, man, you want these? And I was like, I mean, I don't care. He's like, yo, I don't wear them or nothing like that. Like, I'll just send them to you. So I was like, all right, yeah, cool. And so that is the Silver Bullet Air Max 97, which you might have seen on my Instagram. I had them last episode, but I wanted to save them for this one. This is the 197 that I need. It's a Silver Bullet one. Like, I'm good now. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. And so I knew these were coming. And in the box, this guy slides these in. And these are crazy. Like, I really, really, really like these. So they're the Lance Mountain Air Jordan Lows. The ones with the peel away.
Love those.
Outside with the, like, the khaki canvas on it. And you peel them away. And one's the Royal Low. And one's the UNC.
Yeah.
What is the name? What do they call that?
North Carolina.
College blue?
Tar Heel?
Yeah. Carolina blue?
University Whatever. Blue.
University blue. That's it. Yeah. And so I really like love these. To be honest, I've worn them a few times. What I did right away is I peeled off the back on the heels just to show off the Jordan branding. And I left the rest. I tried to get it really clean off the back to like not have that like tear away look, but to look like it's actually supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Chris. That was a crazy surprise, man. I really, really like these a lot. Like a lot.
Really, it's good with that koala jacket you got, no?
Yeah. Yo, bro, yes, exactly. It does. Like that's I have a shoot plan like in my head for that. Exactly. Buddy's screwing up my whole vacation rotation because I had my shoes picked out in my head that I was going to wear. And now I got these and I'm like, well, geez, man, these are like good to be putting some miles on. So might mess up my whole rotation. I have to rethink everything. But I love them so much. That's why. And lastly, and what I'm wearing tomorrow, the homie Eli, Falsy30 on Instagram.
Hey,
he had a
out.
Sale. He was purging his closet, and these came up, and he had them for a great price, and I hit him up and ended up grabbing them, and it's the Bacon Air Max 90s.
Fire.
Bacon.
And yeah, like I'm trying to chill out a bit, you know, like honestly, I am, and I've just been picking up, it feels like. I feel like I'm just buying way more than I usually do, and I'm trying to chill out.
Yeah.
But when it's like these, when I was saying earlier about there's things that I want to put in my collection that I think I kind of need, and I do have a pair of Air Max 90s, but they're a pair that I designed off of Nike by You.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are a pair that like can sit properly, like if I'm going to like an Air Max event and I want to wear something that's like a proper shoe that folks will know, so I was like, okay, I'm gotta grab these to make sure I got myself a pair of good, like timeless Air Max 90s. And so I did. I'm very happy. I'm not an Air Max guy, but my Air Max rotation is getting pretty decent now, man. Like,
so funny.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it. And so yeah, that's all my pickups.
You're like, I don't train a lot, but I can box. I can step to the ring. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very nice.
Good pickups, Cal. Good pickups. Stuff.
Yeah, fire, bro.
Yeah.
I got one pair.
Yeah.
And I tried looking for it, but I think it was still downstairs just because I took photos of them. But they were the Puma MB03 iridescent colorway.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen them, they're predominantly white. They have hints of like a pastel pink and like some green in there. But yeah, it's essentially an iridescent MB03. Super clean shoe. And honestly, summer, bro. Like you could definitely rock those in the summertime. Oh, yeah. Super clean. Word. Like
super clean.
Easy.
Yeah. Very nice. I wish LaMelo played more. That's just it.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Just
yeah,
it.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. So for me, new shit, I got these in the mail. They released April 4th. I got them in the mail. It is the Georgia Clay Adidas AE1.
The dunk.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, the shoe that Anthony Edwards was wearing when he dunked.
The poster. That's what that poster.
Yeah, this colorway is so good. It's so very good. Out of the five or six colorways that did release, it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Second, third, I'd say.
First for me.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Like even some buddies that got other colorways of the AE1 and didn't get this one, I showed up to play in them and they're like, yo, those are really nice. And they're not people that necessarily buy like multiple colorways of one shoe, what I do. And so they're like, oh, you know, felt like maybe they would have chosen that one over what they did pick. But, you know, they're all very nice, all very fucking nice. Yeah. Super happy with the colorway. Then also, I found this pair resale shop out west, Vancouver, maybe. Alberta, Vancouver. It is the Jordan 1 Aleli May.
Oh my gosh, grails.
It is in a size 10 men's.
Nice.
The shop had from another, shout them out.
Shout out.
They had posted them in their stories. They had posted that it was a size 10. I fucking clicked that link so fast because
I've
never seen this for sale in Canada.
Same.
Right?
Yeah. Same.
I've never even seen it.
Yeah. And then
in person.
The whoever. So, guys, you guys know I've been kind of off Jordan 1s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of off a bit Jordans. I love Jordans. But I haven't bought any new Jordans in a while. And I was like, oh, should I get this? It's like the price I got them at was like $100 over what you pay retail on like a Jordan these days.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very, very decent compared to what they're going for DS. This was not DS, this was pre-owned, but look at that.
Like,
stars are still good.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, there's stars on that, Brett.
Yeah.
And it's corduroy. For those who don't know, there's corduroy here instead of like the satin. Leather suede. And this is like a, I don't know what, satin-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the chenille.
So good.
I wasn't sure if I should get them. Not because it's not a fucking great shoe, not because it wasn't a good price, but because I didn't know if I was still in a Jordan 1 headspace.
Okay. Mm.
But the more I thought about them, the more I thought about how I would feel if I was wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever I consulted, okay, the first question they asked me was, is that a men's size 10? And I go, yes. I had the same concern. I messaged the shop. They did confirm it was a men's.
Mm-hmm.
They confirmed after I bought them, like I already bought them. And then I asked them, they confirmed they're men's. So I was like, I'm excited to get them. I did. At a certain point, my indecision grew to some a slight panic of whether they were still there.
Oh,
because
no.
I factored in what if someone bought them while I was contemplating and how I would feel then too. Okay. So I jumped on it. I bought them. I got them and I wore them twice already.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know if this pair is the pair that restarts my
Jordan.
I don't know.
It could be.
Maybe. I'm excited again, you know? That's all it takes to buy me off. Yeah. So
shout out to you for sending me the Lance Mountains before you got those in case it is like, oh no, I love Jordan 1s again. And I'm like, oh,
I need the
low. Too bad.
Yeah. No. No. I'm super excited about this. And then, yeah, I think, I do believe. Okay, this is how I know, how I knew I should get them. This is a question I ask myself often on whether I should buy a shoe. I ask myself, if I'm going on a sneaker trip to Toronto, let's say, I'm going to be hanging out with the buddies, with the fams, okay? Would this be a pair that I would bring?
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
That's a good valid.
Okay? Because I'm hoping that when you're preparing for this type of trip, you're picking the pairs that suit you the best. Not that aren't necessarily the hypiest, the most expensive, the rarest. No, it's not that. It's the ones that represent you the most.
Right.
Or that have a specific trait that people would go, oh, that's a Chris shoe. Oh, wait, that's a Maya shoe. That's a Calbee shoe. That's a Q shoe, you know, when they see you in it. And then maybe not forever, but for a while, they'll be like, whenever they do see that shoe, they'll just associate you to that shoe. So if that shoe does that for me in my dream state, then I will get it. I'm okay getting it.
That's a good, that's a good way to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for my pickups. You guys want to flood the feeds? Let's flood the feeds quickly.
Do it.
Yeah, let's
real
get
quick,
into
real
it.
Quick. Jordan 12 flu game coming back next year, 2025. Jordan 12 flu game. Jordan 12. Cool. Yeah,
it's cool, but like, I don't know if the 12 is the shoe.
Yeah. At least this one has a very good story. Attached to it.
Did it sell out the last retro?
I think it was at a weird time where it wasn't hot again. Like, I think right before Last Dance came out, the documentary came out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like everything selling out. It was a weird time where stuff were like Jordan 3, Black Cement 3s were sitting in 2018, you know, for a while. Maybe around that period. So I don't know whether it's going to sell out immediately. Well, things don't sell out immediately anymore.
No, they don't. Right. Yeah, it's fast.
Right. But I think this, at least, you know, people can find a story to back it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if they did the suede again, it'd be different too. Remember how the retro before the last, they did the suede?
Yeah.
People complained, but the suede looks sick in my opinion. Like the suede looks so good.
Yeah.
It made the red pop a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can never go wrong with the OG, just leather on leather.
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
but,
yeah. Speaking of OGs, Jordan 9 Cool Gray, also coming back next year. Jordan 9. Jordan 9's a tough sell.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Unless it's the Space Jam colorway, the white and black one.
Yeah.
I feel like these will be decent. I don't know. I don't know why, but I feel like they'll move.
It's
because
it's gray. It's like a smooth
cool gray,
color,
yeah.
Man.
You can't go wrong with cool gray.
But it's also like what a year from now, or maybe a year from now, we don't know what the trends, the quote unquote trends.
Yeah,
will be.
That's true.
That's the thing though too. When Nike leaks a shoe a year early, by the time it drops, like everybody's opinion changes. You know what I mean? Like. They do that so much where it's like this shoe's coming on 2025 and everybody's like, why? And then by the time that time comes, it's like, yeah, let's get them.
right.
Plus, like the Jordan 12 and the Jordan 9 were shoes that look stupid on if you had skinny jeans.
Right.
Whereas now, Jordan is like baggy pant era.
They're baggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throw on those baggy cargos from Koala and you're blessed, you know?
Right. What if you saw someone in the street wearing the cool gray 9? Okay. Would you say to yourself, because we're not mean, would you say okay? Or would you say cool? Or would you say
that's a head nod,
give
bro.
Me those, you know? Or respect. Respect.
That's a respect.
It would definitely be a respect thing.
Respect.
If you're in cool gray nines, like I know you ain't new to this.
If you're in any nines, I'm giving you like a
Oh, respect. Yeah. Okay, true. Respect, okay, bro. Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we're not gonna. I won't buy it, but if I see someone in nines, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect, yeah. Or just like cool.
Respect, bro.
Respect, respect. Because yeah? It's not hype at all. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a like you either
you could tell
really like that shoe or you just yeah exactly you either really like that shoe or you just like collect Jordans kind of thing yeah. Like it's right. Not you know you might maybe if it goes on sale you might find some kid wearing it but otherwise it's like that person bought that shoe on purpose
right okay this is how about we deal with flooding our feeds this way from now on if you guys accept we'll name the shoe and then if we see someone wearing the shoe would we not even notice? Okay, that's one level.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, okay, like agree that that's in it, that exists. Okay, someone's wearing those. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Where you go, cool, to yourself. You did that, that's cool. All right. Or do you do the head nod, the respect, where the you respect. Would openly, you know, signal to the person, respect. Okay, those are four levels. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah. I like yep. This.
So Cool Grey 9 is a respect. Very nice.
Yeah.
Jordan 12 flu game, I assume, is what is that? I think it's a cool. I don't know.
I think it's a cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, it's oh, that's cool. Cool in my head.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. In my head. Yeah.
That's cool, brother.
Cool brother.
Okay. Jordan 4 oxidized. Did you guys see a picture of this?
Yeah.
I like
that. It's the SB4? No?
No,
I think it's a regular.
It's
regular.
No, it's like a darker green, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's cool, man.
So you'd say cool to yourself?
I'd say okay. Because I feel like, you know, because like okay Jordan, well. Jordan 4s are just like hype. You know what I mean? Like,
I get that. But I feel like
they're cool, though.
Even though I like them, I like the, because I like the that shade of green or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Celtic?
No, it's just something I would never buy. But I don't know what it is for me. So for me, it would just be like, okay, it's there. There it is. Jordan 4.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it's shiny?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's
it's like the money cat. Or
like
not,
fucking
not the
Nemo.
Money.
Like,
ooh, shiny. New money. Wait, what's that?
The new money? The silver ones with the shiny ones.
Yes.
Pure money.
Yeah, I
pure
feel
money.
That.
Pure money.
There
pure
you
money.
Go. Yeah, I'm not feeling shiny, but it's a cool green though. Whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's like
for some reason, like just personally, and there's no real reason for it. I never loved the leather wings on fours. I'm always like, why aren't those plastic?
Fair. You if you've seen leather wings on a Jordan 4 live, they're floppy.
Right.
Like
yeah,
the curve.
Okay, yeah.
Like
yeah.
they're not. Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Cal. It looks off.
Yeah, it looks. I'm like, or are these youth version? Like, is this, you know? Yes. I don't know. Are these
so
the
they
big
don't
kids
hurt themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's because the bread fours, they're not. They're like plastic, no? They're like a.
Yeah,
the wing.
Translucent.
Thing. Yeah.
Yes,
material.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably why.
Okay. Jordan 1, first in flight. Yeah, see this. It's got, for those who didn't see it, audience members, it's like, it's got, I think it's university blue. It's got black, like collar. And yeah, then some of the stitching is like either gold or yellow.
The wings. Mm-hmm.
What is that at the back? Is that obsidian at the back?
I don't know if it's obsidian
it
or black.
A bit obsidian. Or navy?
Yeah, I think I saw another picture. It looked obsidian.
Yeah. Right? Like okay. So maybe like this person's the picture I was looking at. Just the guy's using sharp lighting or something. So, you know, I like this one. Like I like it. I like I like that they use different color blocking than what we're used to seeing, and I like that those colors work together.
Yeah.
Like they didn't just go, let's just make this one super wild. I feel like it goes well together. Maybe it's because I have gold.
I don't love the gold. That was the part I was gonna say that I don't love. Other than that,
I like
it. if the gold part was white, I think I'd like them more. But I agree with you that it's the color blocking is it works really nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Color blocking works really nicely.
So yeah. I'm
I think if the swoosh was gold, it would have brought the shoe together.
Hmm. Okay. I see what you're saying.
I mean, you know, I kinda
or like
it
stitching,
the way
you know,
it is.
Like something else.
Or
maybe if you change the laces.
It reminds me of, I guess because of the yellow, it kind of reminds me of the unions with the blue and yellow together. No?
Oh,
A little
okay,
bit.
the yellow
A little
stitching.
bit.
The
Yeah, a little
yellow.
bit.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know.
And then you put
I
yellow laces on there, fam.
unions?
It's a union, fam. Ooh.
It's a union one a bit with
I'm
the
a union brother.
This is cool for me. This is just cool to myself.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
cool.
me
Same.
too.
It's
Cool.
cool.
That's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, straight.
Jordan 3 times Emma Manier. Now this is the, I guess, like, I don't know, black burgundy or the darker version of the white Emma Manier.
Yeah, no, respect.
Yo, respect.
Yeah,
This is
respect.
a nice. This.
I might dap you up after
I might,
The
yeah.
You bring you in for the hug, like, oh, and then
Exactly.
bring you in for the
You get
hug
the
and back
respect and
pat.
the
Yeah,
head
yeah, yeah.
nod and everything.
Yeah.
You know, those are clean.
Those are so
I'm excited.
nice. Those are, these
Summer.
for me are second to the white pair in the Emma Mania lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing
You
beats the white pair
what
yet,
about
but
you, Q? You down, Q?
for these?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like
No,
them?
hey, I saw the
They're good.
silence. I was
They're
like,
all
I want
right.
Gil Monkey to say
The
they suck.
silence is loud.
They're all right. Like, they're cool. But it's
Okay.
like, it's a black cement three. I'm not
It
hating.
does look
I
like a
like
black cement
the
three a bit.
color, like the material change on where the cement should be.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you first look at it on someone's foot on the street, oh, black cement three.
Okay.
Like, when you sent the
Okay.
photo in our group chat, I was
Right.
like, oh, we're going to talk about the black cement three. I didn't see it that there was an Emma Meunier until I opened it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, the white pair,
You know.
regardless of how small the photo
Because there's
is,
no red.
that's a Emma
Because
Meunier
there's brown.
three.
Okay.
That's facts. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not hating. It's still a nice shoe. I'm just saying, like, I'm cool. Like, it's not that
Just
great
not
for me.
fully.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it can
My,
stay at Emma Meunier.
I love it. So it's
It's
so good.
very good.
Was it? Like this one, and the Nina Chanel Avni.
Oh,
Damn.
yes. I like those better.
Those are
Yeah, I
super
have to
hot
say I
fire.
do
Those
as
are
well.
those are those are
Yeah.
let me take you out for a coffee person
Yeah.
wearing those shoes.
Those are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Back away from
If
me,
I see those, I'm
Asian dude.
walking to them and I'm gonna be like, I'm shaking your hand, I'm dapping you up, I'm taking a picture with you, and
Yeah.
I'm being like, yo,
Yeah. And I
respect.
might take the shoes. Yeah,
Oh.
facts. Yeah, those are crazy.
Okay. Those are tough.
Air Force One activities.
Yeah.
Okay, A6 gel NYC times hidden NYC. You guys,
Collab, big collab.
yeah, big collab.
Big collab. Big.
It's a big collab, but it's releasing everywhere,
Yeah.
seemingly.
A lot of the
Yeah.
places I've seen, well, not a lot. I've seen three places.
Yeah.
Two of them are in store only.
Okay.
Oh,
And
word.
then one isn't. And I'm not telling you where that place is because that's where I'm trying.
Me too.
There's one that drops soon. I'm trying there
Yeah.
too.
Does it rhyme
Trying.
with?
Nope. Doesn't rhyme with anything.
Doesn't
La
rhyme
la
with
la la
nothing.
la
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's, yeah. So cool. Cool. I think they're, yeah. I think it's my only chance to own some, a pair of sneakers that's in hidden NYC collab. Unless they start
Yeah.
making tons of random shit.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think this is my one chance.
Yeah. That's kind of why I'm going for them too. They're white mesh sneaker. I don't really need that. But that H on the side, I'm like, okay, well, I'm
Bro,
trying then.
yeah. And on the tongue?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah,
You
it's
know
cool.
the guy from Awake made that model, eh? The NYC?
Oh, yeah?
The JLC? Yeah. I forget his name.
Their collabs are dope too, bro. The Awake NYC collabs were crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the Awake Jordan. Good stuff. Very I think down stuff. The line, I'll get the Jordan one somehow. I don't know.
I can't remember what that looks like.
It's like a off-whitish white mainly, and then the collar area is red.
Mm. Oh, not the Jordan 1. It was the Jordan.
Oh, yes.
It's an airship?
They all look the same. Airship.
It's an airship?
Yeah.
It's an airship. It's Jordan 1.
No, because I remember now it had the big, it had the A stitching on that, on the toe wrap part.
Yeah. Okay.
And the collar was like a super
snake skin. Wasn't it like snake skin? Red snake skin?
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't, red snake skin on the.
Maybe that's why it's so cheap. Maybe that's why no one's buying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's an airship.
Because it's an airship. Yeah.
It'll only go cheaper. Did you say airship?
those air shits are hot, man. Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be probably the only airship I'll own. Any other sneakers you guys want to talk about before we move it along? No. All right. It's pretty cool. This week's topic, we kind of touched upon it already.
Wait, actually, can I say one real quick shoe? Sorry.
Yeah.
That wood, I don't think it's good wood. That wood, Jordan
Woodwood?
9.
Woodwood?
Yeah. Jordan 9 golf.
Okay.
It's a golf low Jordan 9. If that shoe was like street version, that's a 9 I would want. Like I saw that shoe and was like, holy, if they just took those cleats off the bottom of that shoe and put a gum sole on
you
it.
You could take them off. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I know.
I mean,
you
even
can,
without the gum sole, but
yeah,
that's a nice shoe, man.
It is
that's
a nice,
a really nice shoe.
A low it's 9. Like,
yeah, and it's like brown
happy
and
life
beige.
Wood.
I prefer low 9.
Happy
nines.
Life Wood
for
X
happy
Jordan
life
9.
Wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
they're
yeah,
clean. Yeah, those are clean, bro. I agree.
I prefer.
Who cares? Just rock them with the things, bro. Rock them with.
No,
the,
but you could scoot them off. You can twist them off. No.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Yeah. But even
most
then,
Jordan
like the
golf ones, you can. Not that I own any. We should ask Doggy. He knows.
We should have Doggy. He's a golf man, bro.
Yeah.
About to hit up the PGA tour, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are crazy, though. Sorry, I had
those
to mention
very nice.
That.
Yeah.
My buddy showed
those
them
are
to me.
Respect. Those are. If I see you wearing those on the street, you get my respect.
Yeah, you get a wrap up.
Especially because they're meant for the golf.
Yeah. As a low, I like that 9 model, man.
That's
that looks
crazy,
nice
man.
Low, man.
Those are clean, bro. Those look good.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of nice colorways that are releasing golf form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come these are still available? Oh, golf.
Michael Jordan only plays golf now. He doesn't play basketball
That's
anymore.
That's true.
That's true. And we're like the outcasts. Like,
that don't play golf?
For me, Chris, and Q, everybody else our age is out golfing. We're the only ones that don't golf.
No, it's expensive, bro.
Yeah, because you have to, it's like a membership, right?
Not even a membership. If you just want to sign up to play for a day, it's at least, it's between 80 to like $150 for the day. I mean, granted, you get to chill with the homies and stuff, but like at the same time, like I could spend that 90 to $150 somewhere else.
Yeah.
It looks fun though. Like whenever I see like people post on their stories, it looks dope, but it's just like it's so expensive, bro. Like I can't.
Yeah. The reason
and
why
you need to I think you need to go with a whole bunch of people that suck like you too. Like my buddy has a big
You can't go with like guys that are good because you're gonna hold them back.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Hold
like
them
my
up.
buddy has a birthday coming up next month, and there's a whole bunch of people going. Like a whole bunch. People are coming in from like out of town. They're all like getting a cabin and stuff and going golfing for like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. And they're like, just come. And I'm like, I don't golf. I'm like, just come. And I'm like, what am I going to do, man? I'm going to go out and screw up your guys' game or sit at home by myself waiting for you guys to finish. I'm not going, man. Like, there's no way I'm being that guy way back by myself, need my own golf cart because
I need my own golf cart.
Else.
Yeah.
Or you could be like the shooter for the day. Just bring your camera and just shoot and drive the golf cart because
like,
everyone else is
shooter
gonna be
McGavin. Drunk.
Yeah.
Just piss everyone off.
Yeah. Bring a hockey stick. You'll kill
it. Pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Happy Gilmore that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't play golf because I'd spend so much money. Because I get all the gear. Like, I just know myself.
That's another thing to get all the gear for. Sure.
Right?
I would like, need the shoes.
Dude, look at how
the
we
I
go.
I would need the trousers. Yeah.
Look at
and
how we
so
do
much, like,
sneakers, right?
Yeah.
But then translate, like, convert that to, like, golf gear. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How much money
addictive
are you going to spend?
Personality is not
and it's
good
already
for golf.
Like expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know how much shit costs because I don't want to know. I don't want to get involved. Like, no. Yeah.
That's basically where
you
I
need
am
a
too.
Bag, bro.
Yeah.
You need a bag, a nice floral bag.
Yeah.
Like Al Doggy's bag. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But yeah.
Bag
no,
by you,
not for me.
Right? Right? But,
yeah.
Bag
Hey,
ID.
Man.
You know, custom.
When I win
Nike
the lottery,
ID bag?
we will
Yeah.
go golf, bro. We will go.
No. We'll go laser tag or something. Stuff you don't
Yeah.
need.
Yeah.
All right. So this week we were talking about rules to help the afflicted. So we all love to buy gear. We all love to buy sneakers, apparel, clothing. And I thought it nice if we could just discuss some of the rules that we go like that we have for ourselves, or the rules that we can like suggest to someone that's getting into the biz so that they know that, like, okay, how much I should buy. And don't tell me just buy what you like. That doesn't work because you like everything. Okay. What other, like, the way I went about, like, whether I should buy these LA Lee Mays, it's like that type of stuff that can help people out. Right? I can start us off by fill in this blank, okay? Only buy if you have X feeling. What's the feeling? Only buy a shoe if you have this feeling. What that feeling might be.
It's when you have a fit plan, like when you see a shoe.
Yeah.
And it's like you already have a fit come into mind that you are like you already have the pieces, but you the shoe is gonna complete that. It's the piece de resistance,
Yes.
you know, like
I like that.
When you have that feeling, regardless of the hype of the shoe, if you know that it's gonna make your fit like go up a notch, fucking cop that shit, bro.
I like that. Does it matter how many fits you can fit that into? Or
yes
one's
and
enough?
No. One's enough, but like
One's
honestly,
enough.
As soon as you have the one, you'll find another.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Just
It's
do it,
true,
brother.
Because like
I like that.
once I get a pair of sneakers, like all of a sudden all the outfits start coming together.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. So,
yeah.
So also because your clothing or whatever fit you already have like in head in your mind. Is already something that you know looks good for you or that portrays how you want to look. So
Yeah.
if the shoe fits into that, it is a proper representation of yourself as well.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Okay. I like there's this is kind of like a something that might help out people. Always know how to get out of a room. Like you're getting into buying this shoe, but in any situation, if you know how to get out of it too, it's good. So what I mean by that is if I buy this shoe, okay, if I buy this Adidas AE1, okay, I know that one, I have 45 days to change my mind with zero. With zero cost to myself, okay? That. Past the 45 days, I know that I can still, like, sell it, you know, for a certain amount. And then my margin of, let's say I bought it for 150. And let's say I change my mind past the date of return stuff. And I could sell it for $100, okay? That means my margin of error is $50.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I willing to wager that $50 on how much I love this shoe or not?
Okay.
If you're wondering, then you shouldn't get it.
Yes. For me, that's exactly how I can like cancel it out. If I'm already automatically thinking of flipping this shoe, if I don't like it, I just it's a no.
So
it's a
okay, no your heart stopped. You're not even getting into the room.
Yeah, because no. I don't want to go through the trouble of getting the shoe and then realizing, you know what, maybe I don't like it. Let me sell it and make like $50 off of
I get
it,
it.
Or like,
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. Smart.
If you're having second thoughts, it's just a straight no.
I do it a lot more for like higher priced items. Like sometimes you don't know how to market. So okay, look, this is how it is. Kobe sneakers, right? Let's say double retail. So let's say $500 Canadian. That's double retail for Canada. $400 is a large investment for a pair of sneakers. Mm-hmm. So it's not an easy decision to make. It's not an immediate decision to make. I don't care what sneaker it is. You know, it's $500, okay? But you can lessen your indecision or your worry by considering your way out. And then your decision is not a $500 decision. It's more like a $100 decision.
Right.
Like I could lose $100 if I change my mind, which, you know, sometimes it's not you that wants to change your mind. Sometimes it's situational. You know, fuck, I really need that $500 back. You're like, okay, well, I can get out of it. And my loss is 100. You know, like, I'm not saying take the $100 loss and live with it. I'm just saying those are your margins of errors. And if you can live with that margin of error, then, you know, you can kind of make a decision based on that.
True.
Yes. Maybe we're enabling a bit too much, but yeah.
I mean, in these days and age, like, I guess it's kind of dying down now, but before this last little die down of like the resale market,
that was a major factor,
and that's something that you definitely would think. So I think that, like, call it enabling or whatever, but I think it's a logical thought. Is maybe not as much now with the way things are going, but you could still see when it's like a $500 shoe, you could probably still see that. So I think that's good, because but you know, also, sometimes you get caught up in the hype and you're like, oh, let me grab this, and then after you're like, oh man, like, really didn't need this, and
there's also, you know,
and it's just sitting there.
But
yeah,
Maya, you know why I even like for like this Adidas AE1,
yeah,
why I do consider, like, so I know why I know where my exits are is because sometimes there's not enough time to make a decision. Like, you know that past the release date, they'll sell out your size. So you kind of have to buy in first and then figure it out later.
Right. I mean, it's also Foot Locker, so you're getting it for retail. You have the 45-day return policy with no questions asked.
That's why it helps me knowing where I stand and like what I can do in case something changes, you know? Because sometimes you just got to pull the trigger and then figure out later. But then I get it 100%. If you have any doubt from the get, just don't even get involved.
Yeah. Like it all depends on the price of the shoe as well,
that
right?
Too. Yeah. So
yes.
Yeah.
If it's not expensive, then I would pull the trigger. It's more so like more expensive shoes.
Yeah.
Resell.
Okay. If anyone else has like these that live by these particular rules, let us know. Send us a few DMs, or we'll read them up. Read them on the podcast. Real quick, though, since we're on the topic of rules for buying, I'd like for each of you, right quick, to tell me to pick one shoe you would like to buy right now.
Regardless of the
upcoming
price?
But, you know, realistic. Don't tell me, like, fucking...
Oh, okay.
Carhartt, Jordan 4. Yeah. What's coming up that you want to buy for sure?
Italian camo Kobe 6.
Yeah. Oh, those are nice, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Those are nice.
I go A6 hidden the NYC. NYC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's releasing at this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maya's still thinking.
I'm still thinking. I know there's like a, there's definitely been a few pairs. I just, it's not coming to mind right now.
If I gave you $300 right now, $300, but you got to buy a shoe within 10 minutes.
5 seconds.
Oh my God, 5 seconds. What if there's a CAPTCHA?
Yo, man, don't even bring those CAPTCHAs
up. You got to put a box around the cat.
Yeah.
Too late. Maya doesn't get a shoe.
Too late. I already lost.
Get a shoe. Lost the $300.
It's gone.
Bro.
He doesn't get a shoe. No.
Yeah, Maya doesn't get a shoe.
Ah, too bad. All right. Anything else you guys want to, any shout outs you want to send out? Anything?
Can I, I'm going to do a shout out. I want to do a shout out to the YYC Soldiers. Their annual sneaker swap is coming up. I was, wasn't going to be around for my birthday, so they moved it to my sister's birthday. So I'm going to go. Just kidding. Nice. That's not why they moved it. That's not why they moved it. But the last 2 years, it's been on my birthday. And this year, it's not. It's on my sister's birthday, but I'll be around for it. So that's May 11th here in Calgary. If you're around, you should come check it out, man. These guys put on for the city. Mm. If you're from around here, there's not too much going on. Like, you know, shout out to all the local shops and stuff like that. They do a good job. But as for events, there's not too many events like that. And these guys put it on every year. So I always go, like, if I wasn't going to make it this year, I'd still buy a ticket because they put on for the city. So I got a big respect for that.
Nice.
Yeah. They have their Instagram, right? YYC Soldiers.
Yeah, YYC. Yes, exactly.
Yours.
S-O-L-E-D-I-E-R-S. YYC before that.
Yeah. All right. So May 11th, you have time to prep. You're going to tell us what you're going to wear there because you got to plan this out, I figure.
I'll let you guys know that a little closer to the date.
Yeah. Perfect.
He might have some stuff sent to him from someone before then. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you never know. You never know, eh? He was, what's up, Ronnie? No, I'm just kidding.
Special players. Yeah. All right. That was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. And you can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts or broadcasts. Alvin, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Mr. Kumar and at Canada Got Soul.
Shout out to Canada Got Soul. Calby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Just Calby.
And Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Potato, Po.Tato, and at Traffic Boys.
Shout out to the Traffic Boys, whoever those fuckers are. And you can find myself at Christopher.Chu, and be sure to follow us at The Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.
Peace.